It's great, isn't it? I love it.
Your way out here on your Wednesday evening for an incredible night of music. We need to make a few announcements before we get things started. We need to find out where our exits are. We have an emergency exit up on stage. There's one right behind the way you came. We do ask you to keep the aisles clear for the wait staff. Have a big round of applause to the wait staff who work hard in here. We can afford to start a little bit for you tonight. You can grab one of our newsletters on the tables around the room. Those are going to take you with the front part of it. It'll give you a preview of May and June. Visit pastscene.org. You'll see right into July. We show 7 nights a week. We've been running as a nonprofit organization here since 1994, but the venue is celebrating its 60th anniversary here in Harvard Square. It's been in this very spot since 1963. And we are not just the club these days. We run a music school upstairs. We have a lot of outreach programming. We'll have 4 different free outdoor concert series over the summertime, as well as a stage at Harvard Square's May Fair, which is next Sunday, the first Sunday in May, and also Cambridge River Festival as well. So keep an eye out for those schedules up online at passing.org. And you can also think about getting a membership while you're there. Your membership supports all of our programming. It helps support the school, the outreach programs, and the Iguana Music Fund, which gives grants to artists. And you get a lot back. You get discounts on shows, you get to buy tickets early. There are a lot of free member events, and you're looking for a strong part of what keeps music alive here in Harvard Square. So please think about becoming a member while you're here tonight. You can do that while you're out buying the brand new record or CD from our act that is playing tonight. This hot off the press just came in, and we are always thrilled to have her here on our stage. Please welcome up Caitlin Canty. Thank you.
Venue, which I didn't think was necessarily the best way to kick off regularly. So it feels good to be starting it the right way. In Boston.
So somehow you just invalidated everything we did on that show.
Yeah.
Take that, California.
Sorry, California. Well, that was a new one from the record, and we're gonna play the whole thing tonight. So yeah.
You still have to buy it though.
All right, hold it together.
My cologne.
Yep. This song actually is not on the new record. It's one of my favorite songs. I shouldn't choose favorites like choosing favorite kids, but this one went out into the world and did some work for me, House of Cards called and wanted to use it in their show, which is a good thing for a songwriter. That's like, you hope for that call. And so I said, sure. And you wait around months, feels like years, until the episode comes out. They don't really tell you what's going to happen to your little song. And so I watched the episode. My mom and my brother watched the episode. We didn't hear the song. But the check had cleared, so we watched it again. And this, there's this moment where this young woman is walking down an alley, and the creepy music swells, and she's about to get murdered, probably. And she puts her earbuds in, and in the earbuds you hear this little... That's my song. For real. So I love playing this song because now you can hear it.
Think of all the other shows that could essentially not use your music.
The sky is the limit. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with it. That was my big day. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Newspaper so kindly wrote about it. Everyone loves to have anybody say anything good about their music, but they called it first Motel Boutique. Then they said, you guys should really listen to Hotel Bouquet. And they said, so everybody go out and buy right now Hotel Boutique. Did you hear it once? And I hope they're not watching our concert window right now because I feel like a big jerk. But hi, Mom. anyway. So yeah, the flowers are here.
Your mom should have just driven down. They don't live that far away. They're watching a concert window.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a 2-hour drive?
4 hours.
Four. Plus rush hour. For their own daughter?
You're digging like, it. Does it cost?
she costs more on concert window if you're within driving distance of the show. So like 4 hours away, there should be like a little bit of a surcharge. Like if you're watching this show on concert window, like an apartment 3 floors above here, it should cost $10,000. There should be a penalty for laziness. But I'm not saying that your mom should be the first reason. This is my idea.
My dad's also watching, so you can throw him under the bus too.
Okay, yeah.
Well, they might be the only two. I think everyone just signed off. Live concert window. You guys know what that is, right? It's the little live streaming thing. It only happens here when you're on tours. There's, you all are here in this sold-out room, but then there's more people watching on their screens at home. Lovely. What are we playing? Oh, we're going to play the full record. We're going to play the first two songs on the record. And when I was telling you about my title decisions, I almost called this, I named it after the song we just played, Who? And no one produced it, and you run your titles by your producer. You say, what does it call it? Who? He's like, it would say, Caitlin Canty, Who? I didn't consider it all that long, but I was stealing your joke. much now. It's, I don't know how. Anyway, thank God for Noel.
I say that all the time.
We got it. Oh, take it for a ride.
Yeah, it's per move. Just talk a lot and then do it.
We'd hate for y'all to go home wishing that we had tuned more.
It's always my favorite part of the show.
Thank you.
Mom, tell the people what the hell you're playing.
Kaylin asked me to tell you all what I'm playing. These songs are off of Kaylin's brand new record. No, this is, in case you guys are wondering what this shiny object is, this is from 1928. It's the technical term for this thing is a tricone plectrum guitar. And they are sweeping the nation. I stumbled upon this thing in a music store in Nashville a few years ago. I'd never seen one before, and I played it. I thought it had kind of ethereal sound, and it was pretty cool, but I didn't buy it. I thought it was maybe too much of a novelty purchase, and you know, besides, my show is already as flashy as it could be. So I put it back up on the rack, but the sound really kind of stuck with me, and it kind of haunted me, and I decided one day to do some research, which essentially means I just decided to Google these four-string plectrum guitars, and I found out this leading expert on these old metal body instruments, he had written extensively on this era of guitars, and he wrote when this specific model was introduced in 1928 that it served no musical purpose whatsoever. And he continued on saying that that remains true to this day. And when I read that, I said, I have to have it. Hope you're in tune now.
I want to say anything about the song. That's the trouble with new songs. You guys are such an attentive audience, too. And there's no barricade of monitors between us. There's just a pretty, flower-decorated music stand. You're up close and personal. I feel like you are all mic'd right now, too. It's like you're all on stage. Well, it also feels like a living room. I was born and raised in Vermont. I moved to New York City for a long time. Woohoo for Vermont or New York City?
Vermont!
All right.
No brainer there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you never know. Yeah. And I felt like when I started playing music the first time, Boston was my home. That's where I felt like I came up. It's because of Pastor, and it's because of a lot of the great musicians in town that kind of just bring you in, like Session Americana, all this. Everybody just, you have a real community here, which is hard to find. I've looked. I also love Boston because I bought this guitar here at Music Emporium. It just got me thinking about the purchase of instruments. And I found this old, smelled like cigars, Yukon, the greatest luthier on earth, he pointed me to this guitar, and I can't believe my life happened without it for a certain amount of time. So anyway, I love Boston. I think that was my point. I thought it was to say something more than just to suck up to you, but I've said enough.
I think you were saying they were too attentive.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a lot easier to play these brand new songs if you guys were a whole lot more rude. I guess that's what you were saying.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the thread was, yeehaw.
Thank you.
how nice it is to be playing with Noam Bakelny here for the first time ever. Also, the thread I was thinking that got lost was that that song. I live in Nashville now, and I have a lot of soil, and I can grow plants now. I used to try to grow some things in a little fire escape garden, a pathetic little thing in New York, you know, just more pigeon shit than anything, and didn't work out. Now, in Nashville, you can grow things, but when I wrote that song, I was talking to people about the life of a traveling musician. You feel like you're an ultimate success if you can keep plants alive. It's a rare thing. And Nashville makes it very easy. So you're making this show very easy. Nashville makes growing plants very easy. And maybe that was my grudge.
No way to tell.
No way to tell. I'm going to keep trying, though. After every song, I'm going to keep trying.
I'll see you tearing down the highway.
I tried so hard to put it on. It's my oldest song that made it onto this new record. I've been playing it for a long time. I wrote it with Anthony DaCosta. He hadn't even graduated from college yet when we wrote it. And now he's got a beard and everything. And I tried to put this on my last record, Cracked the Skyline. Tried to put it on an EP that followed after. Tried to do it as a duo, and I've never felt quite right until we recorded in Nashville, in basically our neighborhood, with a bunch of other folks who live in Nashville who happen to be extraordinary musicians. It's just kind of like a hang recording session. It felt so good. So anyway, this song finally found its place on a record of mine. Thank goodness. Getting old. He's growing whiskers. Like Anthony. Yeah?
Hold your hand to your heart. Keep that from leaving out. Oh,
ago, I was walking in Nashville, and a white truck turned a corner and threw a water balloon at me, nailed me in the hip, and they didn't even laugh as they drove away. That was the weirder thing, right? I mean, totally weird. Did some research. Yeah, anyway. I think of the plates. Should have gotten the plates.
Enlist the help of everybody watching on concert window.
Yeah. Police alert.
I guess that's the difference between
if I did that, you would have heard the cackle down the block.
No. I guess you could argue that throwing a water balloon at someone can be kind of in good spirit as long as they laugh, but if you don't laugh, it's totally pathological.
Absolutely. That's how I felt. Yeah. Like, at least laugh. Bag. This is not the introduction I wanted for this next song.
Thank you. Black
I actually have, when I say record, I mean, like, we've got an LP and we've got a CD, and I'm going to go hover by the merch table, sign them whether you're buying them or not. And this is one of my, an older one. I feel like I wish I had more time to talk and tell you how happy I am to have made this record with Noam and to have him on tour for these only these 5 dates we've got. It's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
think, figured out. We usually go outside, but it's raining. This is an old guitar. I'm not bringing out the rain. So, thank you for inviting us back for one more. And we both live in Nashville now, so we're going to sing you Tennessee State Anthem.
It's not Rocky Top. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out to Propane Station.